There was a nice reflection today in the Magnificat. It's a letter written to his family by a man named Christoph Probst. I'm not sure of my German pronunciation, but something along those lines. And Christoph was a university student in Munich and a member of what was known as the White Rose Movement. It was an underground resistance to the Nazi regime. And he was captured and arrested. But before he was put to death, he was received into the Catholic Church. And so this is one of the letters. Before he's about to die, he writes this letter home to his family. He says, "My dearest darling sister, Saturday I was going to pick up my pass to go to Tegernsee, and I was arrested and taken to Munich. Now, for the first time in my life, I am sitting in a cell and do not know what tomorrow will bring. But being in prison isn't as bad as I thought, and I'm glad that I haven't lost my peace of mind. In fact, I'm often in very good spirits. Do not worry, my dear, and have no anxiety about me. These days are difficult. These days are difficult, but those that preceded were no less so. You know how hard the separation from my wife and children is for me. But my faith and hope are strong, and they help me. I feel as if I were especially close to you and to all who are dear to me, and I know that the bonds of love are indestructible. I know that there is nothing for me to do now but to shoulder whatever may come and to bear it. And don't think that I am not capable of bearing it or fear that it is robbing me of sleep. My strength grows with the burden. My little sister, you dear half of my life and being, don't be distressed. It isn't worthwhile. Don't be sad or despairing. One does not fashion one's own fate and can do nothing but bear it. I see your warm brown eyes, which better not be wet with tears. I see your lovely face, from which so much love always shines out to me. I hear your voice saying so many dear things to me, and when I see your whole image before me, I feel much more than words can tell, and then my heart runs over. Dear mother, I thank you for having given me life. When I really think of it, though, it has all been a single road to God. Do not grieve that I must now skip the last part of it. Soon I shall be closer to you than before. In the meantime, I'll prepare a glorious reception for you all. I never knew that dying was so easy. I die without any feeling of hatred. Never forget that life is nothing but a growing in love and a preparation for eternity." And I just thought that was just a beautiful reflection by Christoph. And the reason it was connected to this reading from the Gospel, where it's talking about being seized and persecuted and handed over and being imprisoned. And he said, Jesus says in the Gospel today, it will lead to your giving testimony. And so I think about that idea of what does it mean for us to give testimony? And I think it's easier, obviously it's easier for us to see in the lives of martyrs. The word martyr in Greek is martyroi, from which we get the word witness. And so those who shed their blood for love of Christ are obviously give witness in a special way. They give testimony in a special way. But does that mean that only martyrs? No, it doesn't. I mean, I don't think that Christoph is necessarily considered a martyr. You know, he was arrested for his resistance, but not necessarily to the Nazis, but not necessarily for professing the faith. So I don't think he's on the official line of martyr. But you can see his giving testimony. And so that testimony that he gives is while he's in prison, he bears no ill will to those that have arrested him. He still has this joyful disposition, which is obviously a fruit of the Spirit. And he knows that he's probably going to die. And yet that doesn't cause anxiety for him. In fact, he accepts that coming death, he in a certain sense he welcomes it as the opportunity to draw nearer and deeper to our Lord. And what is he exhorting his family? He's he's giving just such gratitude for the grace that they've been in his life, and showing that love for them, and he's encouraging it and animating them in love. And so this is really, you know, he's giving testimony to that grace and the fruit of the Spirit that he has received in his own life. And so I think, you know, in our own lives, that's something that we want to do as well, that we want to give testimony in everything that we do. And that testimony can come in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. Our thoughts, obviously, we want to give testimony to God, because our thoughts and our mind, that's where it really all starts. We have to control our thoughts. We have to really feed our minds with goodness. You know, if we feed our mind with evil, obviously, evil will come from that. But when we can learn to, through the power of prayer, through the time that we spend of Jesus, of being able to quiet our mind and quiet our heart and make space for Jesus to live there, then that helps us to give testimony to him in our thoughts. And to reject those thoughts that are evil and to embrace the thoughts that are good. We give testimony in the words that we have. You know, this, you know, he wasn't able to be physically present to his family, but even in this letter, Christoph is giving testimony to the power of God's love. And so in the thoughts, whether they be written thoughts that we write in letters to others, the way that we speak to those, the way that we speak about others, it gives testimony to our relationship with Jesus Christ. And if we talk about people well while they're in our presence, but when they leave, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm such a terrible. You know, that's not necessarily giving testimony to the love that God wants us to have for them. And so we give testimony through our thoughts, through our words, and then obviously through our actions. And that's where the corporal and spiritual works of mercy come in, because those are our actions where we manifest through the way that we live our lives, how we, how we live. You know, the way that we, go visit others that are sick. The way that we, you know, the Pope is always exhorting us to help the poor, and to manifest that love of Christ in that way. So in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions, it will lead to your giving testimony. So let us think about, how are we giving testimony in our lives? How are we giving testimony with our thoughts, with our words, and our actions? And as we continue to, and not that we're ever going to be perfect. If we were saints and if we were perfect, you know, we can think, oh man, I'm just such a failure. No, when we think, it's all about growing in grace. And it's always about growing in God's love. Yes, we may not be perfect yet, but let us continue to strive to continue to have that desire to build every day, so that everything in our thoughts and our words and actions may give testimony to the love of Jesus Christ.